Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Thursday morning here on KSJE. Joining me now in the studio to talk about the upcoming Night to Shine event here in Farmington. A coordinator of that event, Candace Crestel, is here. Good morning. Welcome back to KSJE.
Good morning. Thank you.
Here we go again, right? It's coming up.
Here we go again.
This wonderful event.
It is.
And so it is scheduled for February 10th.
Yes.
And it'll be here before we know it.
It is, yes.
And so for folks who don't remember what this event is about, or maybe have not heard about it before, maybe they've been living under a rock for whatever reason, but this is a really special event for individuals in our community.
Yes, it is. It is a prom event for people with special needs, age 14 and older, in conjunction with the Tim Tebow Foundation. This was something Tim Tebow started, I want to say, 8 or 9 years ago.
Right.
Just as a way to have a special night specifically for these individuals. And our church jumped on board with this about 4 years ago. So this will be our fourth year doing it.
Nice.
And only our second year having a full prom.
Right. Because during the pandemic, the height of the pandemic, it was kind of a drive-through event when you were able to do anything, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But so now it's back.
We are back in person.
Wonderful.
The full-blown prom event, DJ, dancing, the whole shebang.
Very good. And it's going to be located at the Oasis,
right? At the Oasis, yes.
Okay, in Farmington. But now would be the time, if folks want to come, to register and to sign up, right?
Yes. Yeah. It is. It's a free event for the community. Anyone with special needs, age 14 or older, all that we need is for them to register so that we know that they're coming, and that helps us to plan accordingly.
Right.
And get things ready.
And be ready. And you sent me a bunch of great photos that I want to show and share with everybody. And maybe you can describe a few of the things. This is maybe...
That was last year.
Right.
Last year we did a shine-through drive-through.
Mm-hmm.
So each of our guests got to come through the parking lot. We had different stations, some for the flowers, the gift table, and then they got to drive across the red carpet and still got a red carpet announcement.
Nice.
And then we had some goodies from Chick-fil-A and...
local businesses and things like that, which is wonderful. And everybody gets dressed up or can get dressed up, whatever they want to do.
Yes. Definitely for the in-person prom, you know, we want, you know, it's prom. So, you know, get fancy.
There you go. Get your hair done.
Yes. That was our first year. We have a hair and beauty station from the ladies at Nearly Famous.
Okay.
Come and they set up stations and they do hair and they do makeup. And anyone who wants to stop in before we actually get the event going gets to do that.
Okay. Again, free.
Yes.
For the attendees, right? Mm-hmm. All this is through the generosity of these businesses or other sponsors.
Yes.
And so that's wonderful. And you get your picture taken.
Yes, we do. We'll have plenty of several photographers around.
Okay. Very good. And it looks like anyone who goes has a great time.
Yes. Yes. I was, the first year just blew me away. So we're really excited that we get to do it in person again, because there's nothing like it. You know, virtual or drive-through is fun, but it doesn't quite add up to that whole full prom experience.
Right. And you can see the smiles on these pictures. And if you're listening on the radio, just take our word for it. But I would suggest you go to YouTube or Facebook or Twitter and watch the video, because the pictures are great and the smiles are even better. And so a lot of great people coming out to support this event.
Yes. Yes. We do have Chick-fil-A as one of our partners. They've worked with us every single year, so they will be there with us again. Cal will be there in his tuxedo ready to hang out.
Okay.
We have Nearly Famous who is helping us. We have some business sponsors. Also, as part of the event, we have a separate, we call it a respite room for parents or caregivers who come just so that they have a place where they can hang out and sit. But then if they need to go around and check things out, they're welcome to do that as well.
Sure. Which is great. But they know that their loved ones are going to be there and mm-hmm. be supervised and be yes. entertained and uh-huh. fed and everything else.
Yeah.
Right?
And every guest is paired with a buddy for the night. So the buddy stays with them, hangs out with them, just helps them do whatever they want to do, basically. If
right.
you want to stop and get more popcorn or have some more chicken nuggets or stop and take pictures at the photo booth, whatever it is.
Right. You've got the buddy is there.
Yes.
And so there you go. So what's the next step? If folks are listening to us and want to sign up or if they want to maybe volunteer, mm-hmm. are you still accepting help?
We are still taking volunteers.
Okay.
Right now I have about 60 guests that are registered. And there's still time to get registered if you would like to register or have know somebody who could register as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the website, our church website. It's theoasisnm.org. And there's a Night to Shine button on the homepage as well. But if you have any questions, my information is also posted on several of the flyers out there too.
Okay. And Facebook, there's some information on Facebook
yes,
as well, right?
Yes, there's a Facebook link.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. And 60 so far, how does that compare to previous years? Are we on target?
Our first year, we are pretty close. My first year, I had almost 100 who registered for the event, and then the night of, we had 87.
Okay.
Which was, I was blown away by that.
Right, right.
Yeah, so right okay. now, but yeah, registration is still open. Registration stays open till the day of the event.
Right.
So.
And we're still a few weeks out, so folks still have time to
yes.
sign up.
Yes, and if you want to volunteer, registration is still open to volunteer.
Same website.
Same website.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go. And lots of different types of jobs, I suppose, for
there
volunteers.
There are. There's plenty of space for everyone. We have the respite room. We have buddies, which is really the big one, because for every guest I have, I need to have a buddy. So,
right. So you need 60 buddies.
So I need 60 buddies, okay. or I need 75 buddies.
Right.
If we
however
have
many
more.
It's going to be.
So, yes.
That's important. So
it is important.
There you go. Well, Candace, it's a great event. Again, thanks to the Tim Tebow Foundation and the other great businesses mm-hmm. that support this event in Farmington. It is coming up. As you mentioned, it's open to folks with special needs ages 14 and up, I think is what
yep.
you said. And so they can register and mm-hmm. And show up and have a great time. And
yeah.
it's just like a great, great prom event.
It is.
So wonderful. There'll be music.
There will be music.
Okay. Lots of music and
lots
food.
Lots of music, food, karaoke.
Nice.
Right. Hopefully a limo. We are in the process of trying to track one down in Farmington.
Okay.
which seems to be non-existent, but we'll find one, hopefully, somewhere.
I bet you will. But it's a great event. So thank you for the work that you do, and I'm sure mm-hmm. there's a lot, some other committee with you that help put
yes,
this all
I
together.
Do have
so thanks to them.
To help. Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, we'll look forward to it.
All right.
It's coming up February 10th.
February 10th, yes.
Okay, at the Oasis Church.
At the Oasis.
We'll see you there.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome. It's Candace Grestel. She is here with the Night to Shine event coming up, as we said, on February the 10th. This is KSJE Farmington.
Hi, I'm Sam Payne, host of The Appleseed, an hour filled with stories for you and your family. And we're not talking about news stories here. We're talking about fairy tales and folk tales and personal stories and family tales and even a little music from time to time. And each story could spark a memory for you that you can share with the people that you love. Hear The Appleseed every Thursday at noon, right here on the information and cultural beacon of the Four Corners, KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.